behind. The midwives say you are a big baby. A son, they say, ready to be born. Late summer, while the Perseids rained down, they told me. Why do you wait? What you have to look forward to. You will love living here, little lamb, as I do. I never knew there could be a place on earth so beautiful. Beauty beyond what your father described. A triangle of mountain ranges framed the valley. There was an opening at the bottom of the triangle so the rivers that watered Eden could flow into the plain. Jagged peaks reared up on her right and left, peaks so stony and so tall they scraped the clouds and pierced the heavens. Waterfalls tumbled from the heights into pools as blue as the eyes of angels. Hurry, little lamb, so your eyes will see stars touch earth. You will hear the bleating of your papa's sheep. Oh, when I think what I might have missed if I had not come to paradise. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. Sarah knew the path she had taken was the right one. She hadn't realized how empty her life had been until she fell in love with Lamsa. Her stepsons had accepted her without question and loved her generously. Occasionally, the youngest boy, Ezra, spoke to Sarah about his mother. He was the quiet one of the three. How he missed her. She had been a beautiful, fragile woman, and both she and baby died in childbirth. This fact clearly troubled little Ezra when Sarah's condition became unmistakable. He had lost his beloved mother. Would he also lose Sarah? Sarah had done her best to assure Ezra that she was as strong as an ox, never sick a day. Lamsa said she was made to bear children with ease, and Lamsa should know such things, since he had spent his life helping the ewes give birth. The sheep of Lamsa's peaceful flock shone silvery in the moonlight like a vast field of new-fallen snow. For months since her arrival, she had witnessed the miracle of life as ewes gave birth to lambs in the fields of summer. Sarah was ready now, and unafraid of labor and childbirth. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Sarah had sung the Psalm of David daily in Jerusalem as she plucked the strings of her loom, but she had never understood the meaning of the poetry until now. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. She whispered, Only let the baby come soon, Lord, so I can send word to my family in Jerusalem before the weather turns bad and none can travel to the west. My mother will worry all next winter if she doesn't hear. As if in answer to her prayer, three meteors drifted slowly from the heart of the constellation. The muscles of her abdomen...